radio listening was a huge thing, even though where we lived near James Street School was just a very small one-story house. But there was a radio in the corner, and that was my magic corner. There were always lunchtime concerts. I was at school so near, I'd dash home for lunch and I'd be able to listen to a concert while I was having my lunch, you know.
Actually, my earliest memory is not listening to somebody else's music, but my earliest memory is going to the next door neighbour's house who had a piano and we didn't, and working things out by ear at the age of 8, because I was just so curious there was no music in our family at all.
No, I did okay. I did well enough in school, but I just didn't particularly enjoy the experience. The whole business of mingling with other children was difficult. What I remember is being at home at the piano, me and the piano, and kicking it sometimes, but that was my friend.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, particularly my mother, were always fretting about the fact that I was on my own so much. And every so often they would arrange for some local lad to come and visit us, but it was usually disastrous. I mean, I was quite content to be on my own. I liked making up stories for myself. Eventually I started reading passionately and then got into music as well.
I really liked that even if it was somebody else's piece or song, these were my little versions, because I used to change the rhythms, particularly if I was playing a slow song, I'd speed up the rhythms and just change little things about it. I think that's probably it. It was like I was putting my own stamp on these pieces, and that was like pretty exciting.
I was first probably really awakened to music in third and fourth class in primary school, because we had a teacher there, Mr. McNeil, and he was really big into music. And so where he should have probably been teaching more geography and maths, there were things where he was doing music and playing us Schubert and telling us about Haydn and all this kind of stuff. Then I just kind of developed naturally and started composing little songs and things.
My sort of creative upbringing as a kid wasn't a straightforward music student, in that my parents were very interested in the arts, but like my mum was bringing me to Becca plays, and my dad played guitar and he'd been in rock bands, but it took a while for me to even think that that was an option to go off and be a composer.
I just remember thinking at a certain point, maybe around the age of 10, I have to be a composer, because if I'm a composer, I'll never run out of ideas. Music is just so endless. It kind of took hold.
I still sometimes actually don't use that term. I would say I write music, but it's not that I don't feel comfortable with that term. I just think that sometimes it's weighted with such association, and it makes people think of Beethoven and Mozart, and you know, that it's not a current kind of job description in your everyday world, but it is what I do, so.
I heard a woman singing on the radio when I was maybe 11 or something like that. And it was an aria by Handel. And that was what set me off. And then I just began. But I was very voracious when I realized that would be my life. It is kind of strange, actually, when you're 11 and you know what your life is going to be.
It looks as though my brain was tuned to pay attention to sound from the word go. If they open up my head, they'll just find a big music system, I think.
Cross Currents, the story of contemporary Irish composers and their music, on RTE Lyric FM from September 9th.